Today on Time in the Word with Dr. Miguel Gonzalez.
We should not question the sincerity of Peter's love, but we should understand that just as Peter needed his love to be tested, so do we. A tested love is a sincere, mature love. And Peter, though he claimed to love Christ more than anybody else, and we don't question the sincerity of that statement, his love needed to be tested in order to become a mature love.
What does it mean to pursue Christ? What does making Him Lord of all mean? How do we give Him that place of preeminence He deserves in our hearts? Those questions will be answered throughout this series. In The Principle of Love, Dr. Gonzalez states that considering who Jesus is and what He has done for us, as Christians our response should be characterized by several things, chiefly by a complete and unreserved love. Should we question the sincerity of Peter's love for Christ? No, what we should do is understand that his love needed to be tested and purified. His love, like ours, is like an impure metal. We can learn a lot from Peter's failure at the crucifixion of Christ and his restoration by Jesus. In the study of the principle of love, we will consider three very important principles highlighted in this story. In part one, Dr. Gonzalez will start his presentation of the first of the three, a tested love.
We started a new series entitled The Pursuit of Christ. And we said at the beginning of the series that we were going to explore things that true disciples do if they are committed to pursuing Christ, if that is the passion of their lives. It is time for us to make afresh a commitment to really do those things that bring glory and honor to Christ as we seek to grow in our faith. The last 3 weeks, we said that true disciples exalt Christ. We explored what exaltation meant and how we exalt Christ. This week, we will start looking at the principle of love, and we will say that true disciples love Christ. Now, considering who Jesus is and considering what He has done, our response to those facts ought to be a supreme and unadulterated love for Jesus. Now, in this lesson today, we're going to consider the importance of loving Christ, and we're going to consider the life of a man who claimed to love Jesus more than anybody else. In fact, he claimed that even if all would deny him, he would follow Jesus. As we go through this story and we draw principles from the text, as we consider how Peter failed in his pursuit of Christ, should we question the sincerity of Peter's love for Christ? I would argue we should not. We should never forget that Peter was a human being just like you and I are. And he failed in his faith, but the Bible tells us about those failures in order for us to learn something from them. There are a lot of principles to learn from these various passages we're going to be looking at. We should not question the sincerity of Peter's love, but we should understand that just as Peter needed his love to be tested, so do we. A tested love is a sincere, mature love. And Peter, though he claimed to love Christ more than anybody else, and we don't question the sincerity of that statement, his love needed to be tested in order to become a mature love. So at this point, we're going to look at Peter's life, and at the Gospel of Luke, we're going to look at Peter's failure at the crucifixion of Christ, and we're going to look at Peter's restoration by Jesus. So let us consider several principles as we go through this lesson today. The first principle we're going to look at is the importance of a tested love. We will discover, as Peter did the night Jesus was crucified, that real love is tested. And it's not what we say or do in those moments when we're comfortable and surrounded by people who share our faith. Real love is not what we say or do when we're surrounded by Christians or in a Bible study group. Real love is what we say and what we do when we face opposition as Peter did. Don't lose sight of that important principle right there. True, devoted love for Jesus is declared out in the world where people who do not share your commitment and your values and your faith are going to oppose you and challenge you at every corner. Peter's humanity. As we look at this story, we're going to see Peter's humanity highlighted, and we're going to find that the chief apostle, the leader of the disciples, was a human being and failed as we will, but we're going to see how Christ wonderfully restored him after he had failed. When we look at his failure, this is a perfect illustration of a Christian who is not at that moment controlled by the Holy Spirit. We will learn, if nothing else, that the key to our success in our pursuit of Christ is our close and intimate, consistent and continual walk with him. We need to learn the importance of dependence on him and on his Spirit. So let's review the story and let's discover what it is that it can teach us about how our love for Christ can remain strong in the face of opposition. The first thing I want you to look at is, and we're going to look at Luke chapter 22 and verses 31 through 32. In this passage, we're going to find out that we are instructed to beware of confidence. God does not want us to be confident in our own strength or in our own abilities. He wants us to give up that self-assurance and boasting about our spiritual strength and about our ability. We're going to find out that we are weak, and as a result of our weakness, we are going to have to become more and more dependent on Christ. This was Peter's problem. Peter was overconfident. He thought he was stronger spiritually than what he really was. He failed to see his lack of strength, and he failed to see his weaknesses. And when he was out there and his love was tested by those who opposed him, that is when Peter failed. Now listen to what Jesus told Peter in the upper room just before he was arrested. He said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." Now, this is an important statement Jesus makes that we need to consider and understand because it's applicable to our lives. Peter, instead of heeding his warning, Peter responded by saying, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." Jesus answered, "I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times that you know me." God knows us better than we know ourselves. And God knew that Peter was about to face the testing of his commitment and love to Jesus. And Peter was too confident, too self-assured of his own faith, he failed to recognize that spiritual maturity doesn't come from what we personally do, but rather by what we allow God to do in us and through us. And Jesus was warning him, just as Jesus is warning us today, don't think more about yourself than you really are. I know how weak you are. I know where your weaknesses lie. And I know that in a short period of time, you will be facing opposition. We should heed Christ, and we should respond in a way that is appropriate. Jesus said, "Peter, you are going to be tested, you are going to be tempted, and I want you to be ready, and I will pray for your faith." But Peter did not hear or understand what it was that Jesus was saying. Now let's remember who Peter was. He was the leader of the disciples. He was the spokesman of the group. Anytime there was a listing or a mention of the disciples, Peter's name was always on the top of the list. And Peter was the one who made that great profession about the deity of Christ. Peter became, and perhaps it was because he was the leader of the group and the spokesman of the group, but he became overconfident and he miscalculated a couple of things. And I want to touch on those because it's important for our own spiritual maturity and our own commitment to the pursuit of Christ. First of all, he miscalculated his own spiritual condition. Jesus told Peter, and oftentimes, if we are spending time with God, if we have a quiet time where we study His Word, and when we pray, oftentimes God will tell us the very same thing that He has told Peter. Jesus told Peter that the devil had asked permission to put him to the test. Now, Peter didn't know that until Jesus mentioned it. Jesus knew that shortly Peter's faith, Peter's love, Peter's commitment to Jesus was going to be tested, and therefore he was praying for Peter's faith. And Jesus knew that Peter would fail, but Peter never considered that option. He thought his love for Christ was so deep and so profound that he believed he could face any challenge and overcome that challenge in his own strength. Peter thought that he was mature enough to handle whatever temptation, whatever trial, whatever test the devil sent his way. What Peter did was essentially he forgot the words in Jeremiah 17:9, where Jeremiah said, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" Peter was relying on something that Jeremiah said was deceitful above all things. He was not relying on the strength that he could draw from the Lord Jesus. He was relying on his own strength, and he became overconfident. And as a result, the first thing he miscalculated was his own spiritual condition. Let me ask you, just by way of application, where are you today in relation to that? Maturity, spiritually speaking, is not based on where you think you are. Let me rephrase that. Wherever you think you are, spiritually speaking, does not mean that that is where you are spiritually. It's important to realize that it is Christ who determines our maturity, and it is Him who tells us where we are. And wherever Jesus says you are, spiritually speaking, in your maturity, that is where you are. Peter thought he was far more than he was, spiritually speaking, and he was about to learn that he wasn't as strong as he thought he was. The second thing that Peter miscalculated, and we often do this too, the failure Peter experienced is the failure we have all experienced, and if we haven't, we will. And that's why these passages are in Scripture, to warn us that at some point in our life, we are going to face opposition. We are living now in a country where it has become very politically incorrect to be a committed, faithful Christian. In many circles, you are essentially told that it is forbidden for you to say anything about your faith. And in this environment in the U.S. today, Christians are facing opposition everywhere. And Jesus warned Peter that he would be facing opposition, and he's telling us that in our faith, we will be facing opposition. The second thing he miscalculated was this. He miscalculated the devil's power. Peter actually thought that he was strong enough to overcome the devil's testing and trial. That was his mistake. In our own experience as Christians, we ourselves know, because we've done exactly what Peter is. We've underestimated the power of Satan, and we thought when we were faced with opposition that we would be able to overcome in our own strength, and just to find out that we fell flat on our faces, because we are not. It takes a lot more than human determination to handle the devil's attacks. There is not a human being alive who in his own strength can compete with the devil. So Peter was overconfident. And this passage teaches us that we need to beware of being overconfident. We are not as strong as we think we are. We are not as mature as we think we are. And we need to understand that in our own power, we don't have the strength or the ability to do anything. If we overcome because Christ causes us to overcome as we walk with Him and depend on Him. Peter overestimated his strength and underestimated his weakness. And before we pile it on Peter, where do we stand in relation to what he did and what he thought about his own faith? We have done the same things Peter has done. We are guilty of the same sins that Peter was guilty of. And that's one of the wonderful things about Scripture. Scripture brings out all the dirty laundry of the most important characters in Scripture. Peter was a human being just like we are. And his life and his failures are there for us to learn something from. So remember, God is telling you that a mature love is a tested love. And he's telling you that we have to be careful of overconfidence. He became proud because he thought he was more than he actually was, and he failed to understand his own weakness. Listen to Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Beware of overconfidence. Peter's love was sincere, but he still needed to learn a huge lesson, just like we need to learn that lesson. Spiritual strength and weakness are there, and we need to do what it takes to recognize those things and do what it takes to deal with those weaknesses. We would do well to remember Jeremiah's words in Jeremiah 9:24 when he says, "But let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in this I delight, declares the Lord." This is what God is saying. If you're going to boast, boast in me. Boast about the fact that I am God and that the strength that you have to overcome is the strength that I supply you with. Don't become so overconfident that you become proud and you reach a point where in your own strength you can defeat and overcome the onslaught from the devil, because you cannot in your own strength. We must never forget that in our desire to demonstrate our love for Christ, the power for that love comes from him. We, as individuals, apart from Christ, don't even have the power to love God. We love God with all our heart and all our soul and all our strength because he gives us the ability to love him in that way. There are several more points I want to make, but I'm not going to get into right now because I know I won't be able to finish them. I want to make some application of some of the points that we have made here. As you consider your own spiritual condition, when you come into the presence of God, are you willing to allow God to expose your weaknesses as he causes you to reflect on the mirror of his word, those weaknesses? Listen, just because you've been a Christian for 10 or 15 or 20 years, just because you've read through the Bible 3 or 4 times, just because you go to church, just because you go to Bible studies, and just because you have Christian friends, does not mean that you're a mature Christian and that you are in a place in your own spiritual condition where you are strong enough to overcome. A mature Christian knows that his ability to overcome, his strength to overcome, comes from God, and that we must remain completely dependent on him. True love is a tested love. Beware of overconfidence. Don't miscalculate those things as he did. Don't miscalculate your own spiritual condition, and don't miscalculate the strength of the devil.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Time in the Word. As God ministers to you through this series of studies, and as you experience God's love and grace in your own life, share these podcasts with others so that they too may be blessed by God's Word and his amazing grace. Time in the Word with Bible teacher Dr. Miguel Gonzalez is a ministry of Reasons for Faith International Ministries, a ministry committed to the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the clear exposition of God's Word. For additional resources, or if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast and would like to support the ongoing efforts of this ministry, you can do so by visiting www.rffiministries.org.